Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon, I got Kyle, and I got Brett with me today. We do have a special guest, but before I introduce who our special guest is, I just wanted to say that we try to give the people what they want on this podcast.
For sure.
Sometimes.
Okay, yeah, that's true. There's, when we can.
And so we've been hearing some requests for more female voices, so we diligently went out and looked for some female voices, and we found someone who was available to come on this week's episode. So just want to welcome back to the show, Brittany Harada. Welcome back, Brittany.
Hello, I am the female voice.
We're excited to have you.
You're not just filling like a quota. We actually we want female voices more often, but usually it's like people just can't fit it in their schedule.
Yeah,
so thank you for
true.
Being available and of willing. To, and then there's the willingness. Sometimes people are like, nah, I don't want to do that.
I know. Damon kind of caught me off guard. He texted me when I was really busy. So I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then I was like, wait, what did I just sign up for?
Yes. So if you are a female voice and you have some availability, we would love to have you come on. Just say yes when I text you. Mm-hmm. Don't think about it. Or maybe you need to tell me when you're really busy so I can text you during those times, and then you won't think about it and you'll just say, okay. Okay, so we are actually starting a new series, and this one's going to be kind of shorter, but this new series is on renewing the mind. And this past Sunday, Pastor Ross gave a sermon on just giving an overview of what that looks like and how when we become a Christian and we talk about Jesus and we accept him into our life, there actually needs to be a mindset shift because we have entered into a new kingdom and a new family. And so the Lord wants us to renew our minds to live in alignment with that new reality and not the way of the world. Mm-hmm. And so the verses that he used was one that we've talked about on this podcast before from Romans 12, which talks about being transformed by renewing our mind. And I feel like that's kind of probably going to be the theme of this whole series is that Romans 12 passage. But, you know, we've talked about this a little bit on this podcast before, but just wanted to throw it out to you guys. You guys have any thoughts on renewing our mind to live in the kingdom?
I think it can be a difficult, I don't want to say concept, but we've heard that verse, or we understand, okay, we're supposed to renew our mind, but then, like, what does that mean or what does that look like? And I don't know if I have the, or I know I don't have the like exact, this is how, but part of it is an openness to obviously seeing how God, trying to see how God sees things like through his lens, but in that to gain a broader perspective and, yeah, just a different way of looking at things, and like so like an approach or just the ways that you take in or view life or how you're going to respond to things. I think those are all aspects of renewing your mind, and some of those things are obviously easier said than done.
Yeah, I think it can be I think it's interesting that there's things of the world that aren't good or bad. But it depends on how we use them. So there's things of our society, there's, you know, technology, there's things that make things efficient. And some of those are great tools and great things, but then sometimes they can lead us into places where our mind gets distracted, our mind gets into patterns where it's not aligned with the Lord, and God gets pushed aside. So I think this series is kind of partly a reminder that, okay, where are we at? Where's our thought process? Where's our mental space? Is it just totally consumed with worldly things? Is it distraction? Is it numbing? Is it whatever? And hey, that's okay. That stuff happens. But let's kind of refocus, recenter on the Lord, and get our minds to be renewed in that way. Because it's not that those things necessarily are all bad, but do they take up too much space, too much of our capacity?
That actually makes me think of emotionally healthy spirituality. So shout out Mimo. That wasn't planned, but because it's every part of your mind. Like it's not just one aspect, and God requires all of us, or he would like to have all of us. And so it's not just about one certain aspect, but even just like emotions, God gave us that. And he wants us to use it healthfully in the way that he intended for it. And so what does that look like? There's so many different things or different ways that we can think about it. But ultimately, God wants every part of our mind.
And that's like the chapter we're on this week, right? Right, Damon?
I was just about to say that. And when Brittany's like, oh, it's about emotionally healthy spirituality. I was like, oh, I was just about to talk about the class. So I'm taking Mimo's Emotionally Healthy Relationships class. And this week we were talking about understanding the iceberg, which means that, you know, for a lot of us, what people see is really like 10% of who we are. And there's a lot more that people don't see.
That's under the surface.
That's under the surface. Yeah. And a lot of that is emotions, especially for the way that personally I grew up, a lot of it was suppressed or things like that. Mm-hmm. And so our homework this week is to ask ourselves, are there things that we're angry about? Are there things that we're sad about? Are there things that we're
anxious
about? And are there things that we're glad about? Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of telling my wife last night that I felt sorry for Brett on Monday, because after the class, I started to ask that question and it's like, oh shoot, there's a lot of stuff that's coming up that's like old from 20 years ago stuff that's coming up. And it's like, oh, I thought I had that dealt with, but I guess not. And then I felt like the Lord was showing me just some of these different ways that holding on to some of those, whether it's anger or sadness, has affected the ways that I interpret things today or experiences today. And so if you hear me coughing, I was asking the Lord about that too, because I've been dealing with some allergies recently. And this is another way that I feel like the Lord is kind of renewing my mind, is that being more open to recognizing things in the spiritual that are happening in the spiritual that are coming out in the natural. Mm-hmm. So I felt like this season right now, he's cleaning me out of some stuff. So like the coughing is really like clean. It's in the natural, cleaning out my system of what's actually going on in the spiritual, that he's cleaning me out of some of these things that I've been holding on to for a really long time. And so being open to that, and then seeing the ways that he's trying to reshape my mind and feel like it's okay to either forgive or release some of these things to him. It's like a totally different way of thinking, because there's certain things that I've held on to for a really long time.
So for you, is that in that renewing of your mind, is that bringing your emotions into the mind aspect versus before you had separated it out? Is that kind of what you're describing?
I think that's part of it, because I think part of it was that with the emotions, there was a pattern of feeling like it's not okay to feel them. Mm. Mm. And then so after doing that for so long, it just became a normal, right? And so the normal was either suppress or let it go and not deal with the actual situation. Mm. And so I feel like during the season, he's...
More clean out. There we go.
Yeah. So, it was kind of bumming me out that I've been coughing for a few weeks. So then I was asking him about that, and I felt like he said, this is what's going on. But anyway, I feel like the old pattern was either let it water off a duck type thing. Mm-hmm. Don't let it affect you. But then I'm not actually dealing with the situation. Mm-hmm. Or suppress it, not let it come out, and then just hold on to it real tight. Mm-hmm. And then to the point where you're holding on to it and you don't even think about it, but it's still there and still undealt with. Mm. Yeah. So then I felt like on Monday I was just letting go on Brett. And I was like, man, I feel bad. Brett had to hear this venting session from me on Monday.
It's okay. It's normal for him to to hear the venting sessions.
I didn't view it that way. I think it's good. And even for me, there's certain things where I guess in that specific situation, I think in ways like you're modeling something different. So mm-hmm. I'm listening, and I mean, I didn't really have much to say because I just didn't. But like being able to listen or affirm certain things or ask you questions, but then also just seeing how like it broadens my perspective in your experience and what you're going through, how that is a kind of like a real possibility that people may have to go through that or renew their mind in that way, or just the ways that the past can affect where we are now is something that like I take in and am able to discern and see like, oh, okay, that, or it just adds like almost like another tool to my belt in understanding mm-hmm. that other people may need to do that too. Or like, is there places in my life where I need to take a look at that? Or so maybe you feeling like your head's all messed up, maybe you're going to mess up my head. I don't know, but, but yeah, I don't take it as a burden. It's all good.
So I'm looking around our recording table here mm-hmm. and I'm like thinker, feeler.
I'm more in the middle.
Middle and feeler, right?
I'm assuming. Yeah, like 110%.
Yeah. I'm more in the middle, but since we're married, I feel like it draws out more of the thinker.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm definitely more in the middle than I used to be because I'm mm-hmm. married to. We both brought each other more to the middle, but I'm still a thinker. So I was going to just ask a question like this renewing the mind, because it's your thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. But how would a thinker do it versus a feeler? Because in some ways, I'll start off. For me, sometimes renewing your mind, it's like, oh, that's, I can do that. That's my strength. I can take my thoughts captive. But like what we're going through in the emotionally healthy class, it's like, oh, but then if I go too hard that way, do I discount and actually disconnect from the emotion side of it? And then is that really the fullness of renewing your mind? Because it's captivating my thoughts mm-hmm. and there's benefit to that. But then if I'm doing it at the expense of my whole person being able to connect and renew my orientation to the Lord, then is that really the full renewing the mind that Romans 12:2 talks about?
It's funny because Brett and I were actually talking last night and I had said, or he asked me, do you know what you want to talk about? And I was like, no, like I feel like this is a topic that like I suck at because I am so like driven by my emotions. And he was like, no, like I feel like in the last however many years, like a lot of your growth has come from renewing your mind. And I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. But after thinking about it and talking about it a little bit, it's like I have renewed my mind, and I think I discount maybe all the growth that I have experienced, but it has come at, I mean, just being emotional, it's very difficult to do that. And so for myself, I, again, am like 110% feeler, and I feel things very strongly, and it's kind of concentrated. Mm. And so when I experience things, it's like, I just need to feel it out and then I'll be fine. And so a lot of the renewing my mind came from, why do I feel this way? But then it mm. makes me like become like a monster sometimes.
Those are her words, not mine. those are her words, not mine. Okay, keep going.
Well, now I lost my train of thought. No, but I think in being a feeler, like and I don't know if I can say this for everybody, but for myself, I had to feel those things out. And then after I came off of the high of anger or excitement or whatever it was, then I could kind of evaluate, was that an appropriate response? Mm-hmm. And then moving forward, it's like, yeah, God made me this way, but he also didn't want me to act out of it. Mm-hmm. And so trying to figure out what does it look like to feel all of the emotions, but then respond in a way that God wants me to. And so it's taken a long time and it's not perfect by any means, but I feel like I'm understanding a lot more the thresholds that God has given me and using those to my benefit versus feeling like I'm invalidated because I can't feel the things that I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah. So that aspect of not it's still staying in that place of feeling it out Mm-hmm. Is the that you described then evaluating, is that appropriate or was that, I'm not sure the words you used there, mm-hmm. but is that the new part you're talking about that you're growing in and because you're now looking at it, was that appropriate? Was that God honoring the way I did that? Is that the new part you're describing?
Yeah, definitely. Like even, I want to say like last week, I was just feeling kind of irritated and bothered just, I don't know, in life. And so that obviously comes out in relationships. And so Brett was home and there was something that he did that irritated me and he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, it's fine. Like I'll be okay. Like, just let me, you know, I'm good. And so at the end of the night, he was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I was just really, you know, irritated by something, but it didn't need to become a problem. Mm-hmm. And he just said like, I really appreciate you feeling how you feel, but not letting it, you know, seep into how you're responding to me, because ultimately it wasn't something that he was doing to make me upset. It was just like my heart posture. And so allowing me to feel how I feel, but then also not letting it affect the relationship or whatever it may be.
I think me and Damon are on one side of the table and Brett and Brittany are on the other. I think we should just be grilling these two for questions. All right, Brett, what's your response? What's your view? No, I mean, so I thought maybe, Brett, you could share just your perspective of her growth, but then you could also then share some of your journey with, you know, your mind, renewing your mind.
Yeah.
Brett, you didn't know you were going to be a guest this week, huh?
I think when it comes to Brittany, the growth is, I think it even begins with the openness. And even for myself, like, to even ask yourself, is there things that, like, I'm seeing incorrectly? Mm-hmm. Because, like, I think when we talk about renewing our mind, or for Brittany's case, right, if she's a feeler, there's certain things that like is not even going to be on her radar to think about or to even be brought into perspective because you just don't know. Mm-hmm. And so even though there is times of tension or I guess to put it nicely, it's ironing, sharpening iron, right? Of calling each other out in certain ways or asking each other like, hey, is that how God would want us to respond? Like we have to like, in certain cases, humble ourselves enough to say like, oh, I might not be thinking, acting, responding in a way that God wants me to. Mm. So even though I'm justified in how I feel or I'm justified in what I think about, that these thoughts are correct, well, okay, are you the judge that's saying that this is right or is it more by God's kind of standard or his lens, right? And so I think that's the first part. And so for Brittany, I think... one, there's like a level of trust in this case, me, in terms of us in our relationship and talking about like, yeah, I think God kind of wants us to operate like this. Mm-hmm. And that way requires us to change certain things. Mm-hmm. And so there has to be a level of trust of like, okay, yeah, that is what God wants us to do. Otherwise it's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're the one that needs to, you know, or like, I don't need to change or mm-hmm. I don't like, I'm doing it the right way sort of thing. And
it's the way God made me.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is true, but it's kind of like God made you with these quote unquote superpowers, but if you don't know how to use them, then they don't benefit you either. And so I think in that way for her, it's like her heart and her emotions are her strength. And it's something that allows her to do like her job well. It allows her to care for people well and be a good friend and sister. And so it's like, there's all these good things, but then when, you know, bad stuff happens, frustration, things that, are deemed as negative, it can go one of two ways. And so in that perspective, I've seen her take a lot of growth in still understanding that this is how God made me. So I can't just change that I'm a feeler. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes she would ask me, why do I just have to feel so much? And I mean, I learned my lesson in trying to answer all the time, but sometimes it's telling her like, no, that's okay that no, God did make you that way, like right. affirming that. Right. But then it's like, but like if those things are the only thing that's dictating your mood or how you are, or how you're going to respond, then we need to ask, is that the way that God wants it to mm-hmm. be? And so for her to like learn, like she had to learn certain things because it's like, yeah, that's not how I operate. So I need to learn. And so that's the part of the renewing the mind of, okay, I need to find different avenues or different ways that how God would want me to handle this or respond to this. And so she says, or she feels like, I'm not good at this, or I suck at this. And I don't look at it in a way of like, you suck at it or you're great at it. It's like, we all have areas that God calls us to a higher standard or wants us to do things differently. And this happens to be one of the areas that for her and in her wiring, it's more difficult. Mm-hmm. But I think also in that way, there's been an exponential growth because it's so difficult. Mm-hmm. The change is greater because mm-hmm. it's like completely different, right, than how you naturally would operate. And so last night when she was telling me, like, I'm not good at this, I don't know what I'm going to say, I'm like, well, actually, like, you've changed, like, a lot. It doesn't seem like it because it's not like you're trying to be a whole different person, mm-hmm. but it's just that shift of, oh, like, I can still be me because that's how God made me, but how I almost, like, steward that is going to be mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen it play out in her friendships, in her relationships, you know, every day in situations that happen in the season that we're in, how she's handling it in, I feel, a much healthier way and in a way that God wants her specifically to handle it. And so that's where I was just telling her, like, actually, I think you've grown a lot. It may not feel like it, but that's how I see it.
Brittany, one of the things that Brett mentioned is that in this journey, trust has been a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like there's been anything specific that Brett has done to help to build that trust or to help the trust to grow within your relationship?
Mm.
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, he didn't direct the question to you.
Whoa. I'm one of the co-hosts too, so I'm stepping in. I'm changing from a guest to part co-host. I will first and foremost say it hasn't just been me. Because mm-hmm. I know I've made a lot of mistakes, and in this journey in helping her, I've had to learn a lot too.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And so I know that there's been other people, and I do think even like the leader's retreat was a mm-hmm. big thing. In just like, I feel like the surrender aspect helps in the renewing of the mind mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you're willing to let go. And I think part of that is even for people not recognizing that they're letting go and even how they see things or how they interpreted something or they experienced something. But then it's like, okay, God, if I'm surrendering wholehearted, if I have wholehearted surrender, then it includes some of that as well. So go ahead, Brittany. You can talk about me if you want, or you can share just in general.
No, I mean, obviously, because we're married, there is a certain level of like Brett has to take the brunt of what I'm experiencing because we're one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has played a huge role in like ultimately like giving me a safe space to be fully who I am, to like figure out, like, it's trial and error, really. So I have felt safe in that aspect to like be my ugliest self, and then to allow Brett to see that and then kind of speak into that. Maybe not when I'm feeling so angry or frustrated, but after, you know, the high of the emotions, like he's able to lovingly correct in a way.
He doesn't want to just let you stay
right,
there. He wants to call you up towards something greater.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because I think the reason that I was asking that question is because I think it'd be helpful for people that are on this journey of renewing our minds
mm-hmm.
to see if there's any practical steps that will help us on that journey.
Mm-hmm.
So since Brett had mentioned trust is a big part of it, just seeing, are there ways that we can be more intentional about building that trust so that those, the, you know, as we're walking this journey of renewing our mind, it's smoother.
Two things come to mind for me. In any relationship, there's a certain level of vulnerability that both people have to have. Because to allow somebody to see, you know, the ugliest parts or the most angry parts, the most frustrated parts, the highest highs too, there's a certain vulnerability that needs to happen. And so I'm really grateful for Catalyst and just the heart of like being stronger together, because there, it requires us to, one, have vulnerability with one another, to grow those places that are really difficult. And then two, that acceptance or that love, that the response, right? In response to those ugly places or the hard parts, we need a response of love and forgiveness and even just, you know, what does God say about that? And that creates, I think, a safe environment for everybody to, or hopefully everybody to experience renewing the mind. I mean, the basis of, or the foundation of renewing your mind. You have to address it first.
It seems to me that, you know, thinkers and feelers both have their weaknesses. The feelers, I think, well, the weaknesses I'm seeing is the feelers can have feelings that come from places of wounding. So those are feelings, but they're not healthy. It's healthy to feel them because you have to address something, but it's not, it's usually then going to be very reactive and it's going to be not, it's not coming from the right place. But thinkers have the same thing where they could have faulty thought patterns and beliefs. And so there's either lies about themselves or about God that then affect their thought pattern. So it seems like both sides need to shore up, okay, what's wrong here? There's a lie I'm believing, or there's a wound I've never addressed. And not that thinkers can't have the same thing, you know, the feelings part of it too, but, you know, just going to their those sides of it, have you guys seen that? And how have you addressed that? Because I think that's part of the renewing your mind. And honestly, I think next year, or over the next few years in Catalyst, we're going to be talking more about bringing more wholeness to the person. So it's your mind, it's your will, it's your emotions. And so it's going to be these different aspects. So I think renewing the mind, it's a good start, but it's not the fullness of it. But like, what do you guys have thoughts on that?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Okay, so for when you have feelings that are from places of wounding, how does that come out, and how have you seen that you can transform that with even your thoughts of being aware that, oh, this is coming from a thing that I need to deal with, versus just, well, that's just an emotion, that's who I am, so it's okay. You know what I mean?
I think it's difficult if whether you're a thinker or a feeler, if you're not naturally like self-reflective, it's kind of like the idea of holding up a mirror and like taking a look at yourself. I know for me, even in terms of walking with Brittany and how I handled the situation, we would get into arguments, and we still do, but When she would get upset or we would get into an argument, the way that I was handling it, I would have to ask myself, like, why am I responding this way? Or is the way that I'm responding not okay? Or what is it that I don't feel like it's right? Or why do I feel like it's whatever it is? And so instead of just saying, like, even on the receiving end or the end of like trying to quote unquote help her, I wasn't just only like looking at her, so to say, but also taking a look at myself in terms of, well, am I doing something that is not helpful or like, yeah, is not beneficial or helpful to her or to us in this situation. And then I realized, and after taking a look at myself, is like, oh, one area is I'm afraid it's going to get too messy, right? And so the honesty of it, of like, oh, I'm actually worried that it's going to get too messy. And so I try to cut it off before it gets to a place where I feel like it gets too messy. So even though I'm on the end of like, it seems like, oh, he operates healthy or he handles his emotions in a healthy way. Then I was like, oh, I need to take a look at it in a way that's like, what am I doing? What am I doing in a way that is potentially like hurting her by not allowing it to be what it needs to be? And so like, I think that's where I'm in saying we need to almost like self-reflect. It's like, even though I may be on the receiving end of it in a relationship, because it goes both ways, like, am I doing my part well too, right? And so I think as a thinker or a feeler, to self-reflect in, and sometimes it's hard to be more objective, but like, am I handling it well? Because in other ways, it's easy to like point the finger to or blame something else. And so it's like, what responsibility do I have in it? Mm-hmm. And then I think that's the start of being able to renew whatever it is, because there's a big aspect of you have to want to do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not going to change.
Well, I think you have to want to do it, but I think self-awareness is one of the big keys. Mm-hmm. That is a big deficit. And my wife points it out, and I'm like, she said it. I'm like, oh, I think she's pretty high in that area. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, but then as we get into this, the emotionally healthy class more too, it's like, oh yeah, like I'm not as aware of my own stuff. Mm-hmm. Or even if I'm aware, I've had my own patterns of how to kind of just shove it aside or deal with it. So I feel like I'm aware, but I'm not aware enough to even act on it then. Mm-hmm. But I think the self-awareness is huge, because how can you renew your mind if you don't know that mm-hmm. there's parts that are out of whack mm-hmm. or out of mm-hmm. alignment? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, for us, I mean, marriage was a mirror for me, because I was like, why is this so terrible? Like, I just don't understand. Obviously, it's better now. But
we're still married.
Yeah, going strong. But there's a certain level of like, there is a mirror being held up to me, and I didn't expect it to be like this. Like, I thought I was all good and fine, and it just was not the reality. And so if you're not married, or if you don't have that mirror in any kind of relationship, I think a big part of understanding the way that I respond, or what I thought was natural for me, was to look at my family. Because I noticed that, like, I have three siblings, and they're all very different, but I have one sibling in particular that I'm like, that is exactly how I respond, and that is why I feel so angry all of the time. Like, why is it like that? Mm. Why am I feeling angry? And so I was able to kind of use that as a mirror almost to say, like, that is not what God wants for me. That's not what God wants for her. And how do I change that? And it takes a long time. I mean, it's not like a quick, easy fix. Like, I feel like I've been on this emotionally healthy journey for the last 10 years. Yeah. And so it's not perfect by any means, and it's not quick and easy, but once you become aware, there's so much more healing that the Lord can do, because, you know, you're aware of things. Like, that's, you can point that out and say, like, I don't want this. This is not from God.
I think that's a huge thing to point out. It's, you're then have to break long-standing patterns. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, like you said, from family. Like, mm-hmm. so it's just the way you do it. And then once you become aware, it's like, okay, now I know I'm not supposed to do it that way, but it takes time to shift those. It's the mindset, it's the natural response, it's the emotions that are attached with it. Mm-hmm. Come on, Damon, jump in, man. Okay, so I had this observation.
Kind of quiet over there.
I had this observation. I think I'm sitting at a table with oldest siblings, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not, so.
Outcast.
I'm the third child. I'm the trying to make everybody laugh and screw around a little bit.
Well, also, okay, so there's a little bit of insider baseball going on. Kyle, like, wrote down a bunch of notes, and then he passed it to everyone except me. So I'm waiting out to see if whatever was passed around is done before we move on to something.
Well, it was for those two. Yeah. I don't know if it's so. Just
well, I just didn't know when that segment was done because he was passing around these notes. That I was like, okay, well, they got something they need to talk about. I'll just let it play out. I don't need to say anything. I won't say anything,
but Brittany just didn't pass it along. So just stopped.
My bad.
So.
I don't know how this works. I'm the guest, okay? Take it easy.
Well, and then he just, like, all of a sudden just dropped the ball, and it's like, oh, what am I supposed to do?
If you want to talk about it.
So, my question, Brett, you've kind of mentioned it in different episodes in the past, too, just, like, going through a difficult season, going through, you know, certain struggles, certain this and that, and just more on the more vague side. Mm-hmm. And so I just passed a note. Would you guys want to, or not necessarily be open, but would you want to share like some of the specifics of what are the things that you have trouble with renewing your mind with, with emotions being attached or this or that? And so it was more of that.
See, so the segment wasn't done because we didn't even address that at all. So that's why I was being quiet.
Do you want to share or do you want me to share it?
No, you can share.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, at the beginning of this year, Brittany and I found out that we miscarried. Mm. And even in that short span of the excitement and the hope of pregnancy and kind of all that it comes with down the line and the things to look forward to was abruptly changed with finding out that we miscarried. And so that in itself was, you know, something to process, to figure out. Brittany and I are, I can say it confidently, we are very thankful for the Catalyst family and just how many people reach out to us, or just, we know that it's not a common thing. And so I just want to share my appreciation for everybody who's even just checked in or talk to us about it, been a listening ear or piece of advice. But in this season, I think there's situations in life, and that for us being one, that it really does make you question God, how he works, the characteristics you know of him, your relationship with him, what does it mean? What does it look like? And so in that, there's a lot of things that in your own desires and, okay, I'll stop talking about it like for everybody. For me, there's a lot of things that that's not how I wanted it. It didn't play out how I thought. If I had my choice, that's not how it would go. And so it left me at a point of, okay, so do you trust that God is good? Do you believe that he's sovereign? Do you believe that he has a plan for you? And the biggest lie that I had to address was, I didn't think that God wanted the things that are on my heart. And so it kind of didn't matter what I wanted or what was on my heart, because he's just going to do whatever he's going to do. And I think there is some truth to that, but it was more in a manner of like, the image I got was like, I'm not walking along with me. He's kind of dragging me. And so in those moments, the renewal of the mind and just having to deal with it, the trust aspect, when things don't play out the way that you want or how you think it should, does that dictate how you see God or who God is, or does God dictate who he is and what he says he is.
Or does his truth about his character then shape how mm-hmm. that situation instead of the other way around?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and so can you still believe it? Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it's the reason why I always say, like, there's a choice or you have to want it is because I know for myself there's, I don't want to say there's every reason to not believe it, but you do start to have reasons where you're like, I don't know if this is true. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can believe this. I don't know if I can receive it. I don't know if that's how God actually works.
Or even if
you
want to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to because it hurts or at least a disappointment. But like having to choose and say, okay, no, I do. It doesn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. Right now, my thoughts, the way that I can comprehend it, it doesn't make sense. But I have to put my trust and hope in something greater than what I'm thinking or feeling right now. And so there's almost a level of, for me, was blind faith mm-hmm. or a faith where it's just like, I don't know really know what it looks like because the situation around me, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to like back away or hide or try to put distance. I'm just going to do my best to continue to press into God, whatever that looks like. And some of it was, I'm not exactly sure. And so it was seeking out other people, obviously talking with Brittany about it, and then just trying to pray about it. Like, okay, show me what you need me to see. Or like, you know, there's a level of desperation when you don't know what it is and you feel helpless. It's like, okay, I kind of need anything, whatever you'll give me, mm-hmm. God. And so for me, part of the renewing of the mind was the testing of, okay, you know all these things to be true, so do you actually believe it? Mm-hmm. And when it gets hard and when those things are challenged, is it like, do you still believe it or not? And so, you know, there's a different level of faith, trust, resiliency, and almost like grit to keep pushing forward and keep honoring God and keep trying to walk in the ways that he wants me to, yeah. even when I'm like, this sucks, or like I'm pissed off, or dang, like disappointed.
Right.
Is that like trying not to let that stop me from what I feel like God has for me? And that was just my end of things. I didn't want to speak for Brittany, yeah, sure. but yeah.
I mean, before you share, I just want to say thank you guys for being open. And mm-hmm. and I think that whether somebody has gone through this or not, mm-hmm. people go through things like this at mm-hmm. the same level.
Definitely.
And just to be able to hear your processing, I think people can learn a lot and even resonate with, oh, yeah, maybe I could do it differently. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, I've gone through that same thing. And yeah, so I just appreciate you guys. That's why I passed a note. I didn't think it was necessary, but I thought, but if you're willing to, mm-hmm. there's a lot of there's a lot of good that can be there for our listeners.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think even like to be really honest, like it's kind of been difficult to try again or like mm-hmm. to get pregnant again, mm-hmm. and so it's not like the season is over.
Sure, sure.
And so I feel like God is testing us and renewing our mind daily. Like mm-hmm. it doesn't just go away once the situation goes away. Like he wants us to really kind of dig in and have this tool to use beyond this circumstance. And so it's something that we still struggle with. Like
sure.
we're doing a lot about trying to hear from the Lord. And so in every month, like, you know, there's a certain level of like, okay, what is God saying? Like, do we believe his promises to be true? And so what does it look like even if we aren't pregnant this month? And so it's been testing for sure, but I think it's also given us kind of what Brett was saying, like that grit and that perseverance and resilience to use this. And it's going to be, I'm really excited too, because I know that this tool is going to be like life changing for us in the future, whatever it looks like. Yeah. So
how about for you, like being mm-hmm. such a high feeler? I mean, I can't imagine the emotions that are attached with mm-hmm. it. So then the depths of that, and then yet trying to renew your mind and trying to be like, okay, but what is truth versus what my feelings are telling mm-hmm. me, and how do you bring those to actually come together?
It's honestly, like, looking back, I'm very grateful for the ways that God has grown me, because I could see how if I wasn't at this place in my life, like, I would be a complete wreck.
You mean from, like, the last just couple years?
Yes, like just, like, the emotional growth.
In the last couple of years.
Right. And so, I mean, again, even just really honestly, like, this past month, you know, we didn't get pregnant, and so I was very disappointed. Brett was very disappointed, and I just, like, sobbed. We just, like, spent time, like, an hour where I was just disappointed and I was frustrated, but I didn't do anything to act out of it. Mm. And after I was done feeling, not that those feelings necessarily went away, but after mm-hmm. coming off of the initial insults of those feelings, there was a very strong urge, I think, in me to kind of do things right. And so, like, Brett was having a hard time, and we were trying to do our homework for a Hearing God class, and mm-hmm. Brett was like, I'm not getting anything. And I was like, I think we need to try. Like, this is where, like, God wants us to press in and do what, you know, we know is right, and what he's called us to. So it's definitely been challenging, but yeah, again, really grateful for the ways that God has grown me and allowed us to kind of experience these things, because, again, I know it's going to change the trajectory of our lives in the future.
No, that's good. Yeah, thanks for both of you sharing your your perspectives. But I wanted to have another question. I don't know if it goes both ways, but I know I've had conversations with Brett about it,
because
mm-hmm. I think this is a big challenge for people in renewing their minds, especially when you're a thinker. It's asking the question why and dealing with that, because that question can lead to some bad places. Mm-hmm. It can lead to some frustration, a lot more frustrations and things. And I know you've been wrestling with that, so I thought maybe you could share with our listeners a little bit of that aspect of how you've approached that question, and maybe even given up asking the question. I'm not sure where you're at right now. Mm-hmm. But then and if you have the same journey, Brittany, you can share your perspective as well.
I am a why person in general. Mm-hmm. Purpose and seeing the purpose of something gives me a lot of peace in general. And so even if I don't understand a situation or I don't agree with, say, someone's motive or whatever, if I can understand why, then it's kind of like, okay, I get mm-hmm. it. Like, I can get it.
You can deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with this, obviously, okay, God, why? No one's going to have that answer. And so even I asked you, and you asked me, what kind of questions am I asking? And I'm sure anybody that I've talked to, you've heard me ask to try to figure out the why. I don't think it's something that I've stopped asking in terms of, it's still a thought that I have, but definitely it's a surrendering the why and holding it loosely. Mm. Part of how God made me, I think, is to understand purpose. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like this, not seeing the end all answer purpose, but understanding how God can use, like, parts of the why as either like God's redeeming it or using it in a different way. And so what it looks like for me is, instead of asking God, okay, why did this happen, or what do I need to know so that kind of like the circumstance changes, is more like, at the end of the day for me is, am I willing to do what God wants me to do, or am I willing to be the person that God wants me to be, regardless if my circumstance changes or not? And so my why isn't just for the circumstance itself, but my why has to become, like, because God is molding me into the person that he wants me to be. And so whatever that comes with, can I do it like in a God-honoring way? Can I do it in a place of obedience? Can I do it in a place where I'm able to experience the things that he wants me to? And so I've tried to not ask him why in terms of like kind of like demanding an answer, but even just asking him, okay, how do you want me to handle like other situations? You know, like not focusing only on that, mm-hmm. because it's easy to just pinpoint that and that be the only why I'm searching for. But how do you want me to lead the youth? How do you want me to help facilitate our small group? How can I be there for my family and my friends? And so it's kind of widening the scope and asking more questions that aren't just pinpointed to that. And so in that way, I think I've been able to hold it more loosely and it not be the focal or dictating thing that I'm like almost like obsessed over.
Like
all consuming place. And so it's not easy. And I don't think you have to let go of it completely, but I think when you hold it loosely, it just gives you more freedom to within yourself, because when I'm holding on to that, it's like you're saying, all consuming. So you don't have the capacity almost to potentially see or the sensitivity to how God is working or moving in other areas, because you're only tunnel focused on that. And I recognize that I can get that way. And so how do I guess that's part of renewing the mind too, is like, how do I not go to that place, but remain open and kind of have things with an open palm and say, okay, God, I'm lifting this up to you because you know this is how I'm wired and how I feel, but I want to do things the way that you want me to. And then it's been harder too, because I feel like I'm struggling hearing God. So that's just another thing on top of it. But like, I'm not going to quit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to stop. And so sometimes it's just, kind of biting the bullet and pushing forward.
Like you mentioned earlier, it's a posture of surrender. Mm-hmm. And I like the things you were describing, it's an element of humility and of perspective, all these different types of things, all coming in to blend, to allow it to become something that can be manageable is not the right word, but something that you can actually engage with, because it's so hard and so challenging. But you need these other types of shifts in your heart or your perspective or your thinking to actually be able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I think I've kind of strayed away from asking God why and have more so engaged with like, okay, God, who do you say you are and what does that mean for me? And I think that's just changed my posture, because now I understand who God is, I think, to an experiential level, where I've actually like, one, understood and experienced his goodness, you know, all of the things that, you know, we kind of want to know about God, but I've actually experienced those things because I've looked at his character versus what he's doing. And so that's really changed things for me. So my why is less about like why or when or what about this situation, and more like, no, God, you are good and you want what we want and your heart is for us. And so I trust that in the future, like, things will come for us, but it doesn't change the circumstance right now. But even still, like, I trust your character. And so I don't even feel like I ask why anymore, because I know I'm not necessarily going to get an answer. So I've changed my focus to, God, who are you and what does that mean for my future?
Was that a gradual thing, or was that, it was all of a sudden, it's like, no, I need to do it this way, and it just took off for you?
I think it's kind of the way that the Lord made me. Like, I'm not going to get an answer, and so, like, why am I asking those things? Why am I asking why? And I think it has been gradual. It's not an easy fix.
Yeah,
again,
for sure.
Just like anything in life, unfortunately.
Kyle's like kicking me because I haven't talked.
Well, I mean, you're looking that way, so I can't do my hand motion to you. So I'm like, oh.
No, I'm just sitting here processing everything that everybody's been saying because I really feel like this conversation is really important in the season as people. I mean, we see a lot of people at church on Sundays once a week, and we don't know everything that everyone's going through. So I feel like this discussion and understanding how people can try to intentionally, whether it's renew their mind or renew their experience or shift how they're dealing with difficult situations with the Lord, I feel like that's going to be really helpful for people. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just a really good discussion that we're having to help our listeners to be able to kind of process things in a different way, right? Because mm-hmm. we've all have our default ways that we process situations, especially difficult ones. And so to hear your guys' journey of how the Lord has been leading you to renew your mind in these situations, to maybe do them a little bit differently than you had in the past, and kind of the life that's coming out of that too, right? Brittany, you just shared that, you know, shifting your mindset and shifting the question that you asked, it's actually giving you a different experience of God and into a deeper level, your experience of his goodness. It's like, who wouldn't want to have a deeper experience of God's goodness, right? And so a lot of that just came from a shift in even some of the questions that you were wrestling with the Lord about. And so I think for some of us, we get so set in some of these patterns that we have. And that's probably why that verse starts off with do not conform to the pattern of this world, right? Because the world does give us certain patterns and ways of thinking that need to be shifted. And, you know, in your situation, Brittany, kind of like you were sharing, it's like maybe the old patterns led to a certain outcome. But making this shift has actually brought you life, right? And that's what I feel like the Lord wants for us. He wants us to experience more life, especially during situations that are difficult. Because it could be easy to spiral to really dark places when things don't go the way that we want. But that's not what the Lord wants for us. And that's why we call this podcast Engage to Flourish, because we want everyone to be able to flourish even during seasons that might be difficult. And so sometimes that might take renewing our mind, shifting the questions that we're asking the Lord, shifting the ways that we're thinking about it. But a lot of it starts with wanting to make that shift, right? And being aware, like maybe the way that I've been doing it, this pattern that I've been living in, maybe that's not the best way for me. Maybe there needs to be something different. And taking a look at that, kind of like we were talking about earlier about the self-reflection. Maybe there is a pattern that I've been living in that's not healthy for me. And maybe the Lord wants to shift that. And then seeking the Lord, what is it that needs to shift? And Brittany just shared about seeking the Lord and experiencing who he is and how you've really been able to experience his goodness. And it's like, wow, that's so awesome that you've been able to do that in light of the things that you're going through right now. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. We've talked a lot about our thoughts and our feelings, but there's an aspect of our soul that's our will as well. And I like that both of you were actually highlighting that that's been a key part of, it's a choice. It's a decision. And I think a lot of times our wills are underdeveloped and they're just not strong. And we don't want to have an overly developed will where it's just all about just us doing it. But I think we need to have that balance of sometimes it is a decision and it's just I'm going to press on. I don't know why it's difficult. It's hurts and all those types of things, but I'm choosing, like you said, I'm choosing to keep moving forward.
I think sometimes I view it too as like, if God is asking me to do something or to live a certain way or to think about a certain thing, like he needs a response. And so I can know it in my head or in my heart. And if he already knows that, he's like, okay, I know you know it, but like what?
What you gonna do about it?
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, I have to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's where part of the transforming happens is like for Brittany saying like, oh, I've experienced it now. It's like, oh, now I feel transformed because I know it and I've experienced it, and so it's different. And so I think that's why I am so much about the whole be about it thing, is because like once you experience it, like it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when you can live it out and do it. And then I feel like that's where like the final, I don't want to say final piece, but one of the big pieces of the actual,
it's like a missing ingredient.
Yeah, of the actual transformation is, mm-hmm, like you can't transform if it's theoretical, mm-hmm, right? You can't transform if it's a nice thought or a good feeling. Like, mm-hmm, it transforms when it becomes real. And so it's going to become real when you're living it and doing it. And so the will and the choice is not to just say, I'm so strong, I'm just going to choose it. It's like, if God's asking me to whatever it is, am I going to not respond to God, or am I going to respond to him and say, okay, God, I'm going to do my best in whatever that looks like. And so for me, that's just the way that I'm able to personally like get myself to do it sometimes, is like, I don't know, I could say whatever, but until I do it, like I can't expect any change or anything to be different either.
Well, and I know in our recent staff meeting, Pastor Barry also said it's sobering, but it's true. It's just not a one-time choice either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like I got to do this again. I got to choose this way again, because that new pattern has to be built up, and that new way of doing it has to kind of take root. And it's like, it's true. Because I think sometimes we get almost misled of like, oh, I had this big victory in this thing. And it's like, yeah, that's good. But that's just the start of it. You have, mm-hmm, to kind of then still walk it out. And I feel like what you guys were sharing today, it's like you guys showing that to, or showing it, displaying it for our listeners of like, yeah, this is, it's a journey, and it's like an ongoing thing that we're still in the middle of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As we continue this series, I think, I feel like one of the episodes we're going to have to talk about surrender as part of our renewing our mind and what that looks like. Because I think sometimes, you know, as we're talking about like whys and things like that, it's like, we want to know why, but at the end of the day, there might need to be a shift in our mindset, even in that, because God is God, mm-hmm, right? And so sometimes we might not know the why until way later, mm-hmm, but is that going to stop us if we don't know the why right now from doing what the Lord asks us to do? And I think that's one of the cool things for you guys that you guys have been sharing, is that you guys might not know the why, but you're still trying to pursue, and you're still, mm-hmm, trying to seek after the Lord, even in the midst of the season where the why is not super clear. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's been something that's super encouraging to me during the season, is just how you guys have continually tried to press into the Lord, even in the midst of a season where the why is not clear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, well, this has gone an extra long episode, but it's been a really good discussion. I really feel like the things that you guys shared, I mean, have really, and it's been nice for me too to have walked alongside you guys a little bit on this journey, but the ways that you guys have shared your process and the ways that the Lord has helped you to renew your mind during this season, I feel like that's going to be so helpful for all the people listening. So
for sure,
just want to say thanks again for sharing, being open, being vulnerable. Thanks for coming on, Brittany. I know, I'm sure you didn't know what you were getting yourself into when you said yes.
thanks for being a guest today, Brett. you're actually a pretty good guest too. Not bad.
But totally appreciate you guys, and thanks again for coming on, Brittany.
Sure.
So thanks for listening. Until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.